וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני באוהל מועד. To the Medrash at the north over here, v'shloisha dvorim nitna Torah be'esh, b'mayim, u'v'midbar. Be'esh, v'har Sinai oshan kula, you see with esh. B'mayim, it brings a pasuk, gam ovim not fumayim. B'midbar, minayim, v'yidavar Hashem ha'moyshe b'midbar. The Torah was given with esh, mayim, and midbar. I thought in the Taich, the Chavis Lavavis talks about the Indian, that there are different things in this world. To see the tzairich of it, that's how much there is of it. The marshal, everyone needs air to breathe, so the world is full of avir. Mayim is also very important. Avir, you can't live with that for a few minutes. Mayim also, after a day, the person needs mayim, so there has to be an abundance of mayim. Oichel also is important. Lechem, but it's a little less, and you have to prepare it. But things that are less important, zav, ketzef, nechoshes, metal, the less important it is, the less of them, of a hechruch you have for a person to live, so there is less of it in the world. Torah is nimshal to the basics. Eish, mayim, midbar, those are the basics. Metenish Levin on the Torah. On the other hand, Torah is yakar mizav. So the Torah has both in yonim. On one hand, it's mamish like avar, it has to be full and full ibaral. But on the other hand, it's taka like, has the yakrus of mizav. Su'u'es roish kol adat v'nei Yisrael l'mishpachoysim l'veis ha'voysim. A whole arichas, the Indian of counting Klal Yisrael. There's a big, a lot of pshatim in the Rishoyim, what's the Indian of counting Klal Yisrael? Rashi says, afanorat mitoy chibos on the fun of moina oysim kol shor. Al tchiba. And the emet al tchiba, it's not only the etzim knowing the number. It's like a counting each one. Counting and just going through the stage of counting one and another one and another one, that vice is tchiba. Another shot, into Ramban writes, under Rishonim, that it shows that the Hashgacha protest with every Yochid. Every Yochid, it has its Egen HaChashivas. And every Yochid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka has Mazundara Hashgacha for that Yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts every Yochid. And there's more to it, they say, when they would count, every person would pass by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he would Taka say, I need David ben Yitzchak from Shevet Zvulun. I'm somebody, that's who I am, he has my Hashivas. And there's a message to learn out from this, that every person, there's a klal Yisrael, and about it there's a chashivas to the klal. But on the other hand, every yochid has his own chashivas. It's important to realize that taka before Man Torah. It usually comes out by mitzvah before Man Torah. That on one hand, it has to be vayichan sham Yisrael, you have to have the ganze klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, in the union of mispar, every yochid has the koyach and the chashivas. That yishakul kenedit kol oylem, chayiv adam oylem, b'shvilin ibra oylem. The mispar shemoyt, Kol Zocha L'Gul Geloysam. It says a lot of times, again and again, L'Gul Geloysam. The Shein of Shad, by the B'nai Levi, when it counts to B'nai Levi, it doesn't say L'Gul Geloysam. When it counts to Klal Yisrael, it says L'Gul Geloysam. I went to the Pshat, he talked about this other time. Klal Yisrael was counted from the age of 20 and up. The B'nai Levi were counted from the age of 30 days. And there's a Gemara in Menachos of Lamed Zion that talks about a two-headed person. The Gemara there has a Shiloh, which head should he put the tefillin on? And the Gemara says it can't be because he's not going to live that long. But the Gemara has a Shiloh, chutz for pidyon haben. How much do you pay for pidyon haben? He has two heads, maybe you should pay 10. And not the shakal of time in the Gemara. The Gemara's not sure. Is it considered one person or two people? But b'cholay from pashtus, the maskana that it's one person. Now, when you're counting from 20 years and up, it's not shaykh to have a two-headed person. The Gemara says that he won't live, he's a treifer. So, from the 20-year-olds, you can count the feet ahead. However, by the B'nai Levi, over there, it can't say L'gul G'loysa, because you can't count the feet ahead, because there could be a two-headed, and Avad is a maskon, if you don't have the sugya there, it's only a one person. So by the B'nai Levi, by less than, when it's by only 30 days, there, the Torah couldn't stress L'gul G'loysa. Oh, but that's the ganze topic, we speak about it by Pidyon HaBen. In the Parshas Korach, we're going to figure out then. We'll see about this is the ganze inyan. There's an interesting horror. The Torah says the numbers of each shevet. Every shevet, kamat every shevet is rounded off to 100. Shnayim v'shishim elefim, shva meyoyz, chamesh meyoyz, shloish meyoyz. There wasn't a single shevet that had 42,861, or 943, or 278. Everything is mamash to the 100. The chances statistically of that being 12 shvatim, that every one of them had exactly an amount of people to a hundred is very, very, very schwer. That it's not that's the Matthias. How about this? You know, maybe it means that they rounded it off. I mean, someone once said a pshat that it says with some oysam and the cloud ain't so apart from chamishim, so it has to be at least, and one shaver was talking chamishim. It was one shaver that ended up with a 50. Still, and all of them came out to 100. So B'doyrich, you would say maybe it's rounded off. But I saw in the Meshech Chochmah, it says, the lesson of the pasuk is Roish Lebeis Avos, it says by the Nasi of each Shevet, he says, it's coming to teach you that the Nasi is in the Cheshbon. Don't think that when it says this number, it's without the Nasi. The Nasi is also in the Cheshbon. If anybody's rounding it off to the nearest 50, to the nearest 100, so what's the difference if you're pounding in the Nasi? Elamite, Taka Kipshut, that every one of the Shvatah had exactly that amount of people. As they come to us, the Modnezach. There's a Ha'ara also, we know Binyamin had 10 children, and Don, right, he had 10 children, all 10 children he named after the Yosef. They all remind him, we spoke about them in the Parshas and Bereishis, that he named each one of his 10 sons to remind him about Yosef, Mupim, Chupim, all the names he named connected to Yosef. And he had 10 children. Don only had one child, Chushim. Parshas Chushim is one person, not two people. The Shiloh, but Parshas means he had one person, one son only. Is a man diomer that the 70th person by Yitzchak and Simon, only 69, is Chushim is two. But Parshas, he had one son. And if you look at the amount, B'nai Binyamin was 35,400, and B'nai Don was 62,700. You see, it doesn't look like that. Binyamin had 10 children, and he still has much less Uchlusia than Don, who only had one. By all the Shvatim, it says, Livnei Menashe, Livnei Binyamin, Livnei Asher. The last one it says, Binei Naphtali. It doesn't say Livnei Naphtali. But all the Shvatim, it says, Liv. Poshet is because it had to be Matchim. The Shvatim have been counted out separately, and you have to specify that all the Shvatim are together, all the people are together, and every time you're taking them out. Okay, Livnei Menashe, Livnei Binyamin. Naphtali is the last one left. So now there's only Naphtali left. You don't have to give a Havchana. Okay, now it's Livnei Naphtali. After the other 11 are counted, so the only shevet left is B'nai Naphtali. So it just says B'nai Naphtali. The Baal HaTurim says the reason it doesn't say Livnei Naphtali is because by B'nai Naphtali there was more ladies than men. Sosam B'lei Piyush. There's a pshat that Lamed is Limud HaTorah. Lamed stands for Limud. So Bibal B'nai Naphtali had more noshim than men. There's a remnant to it. Naphtali Ayola Shlucha HaNoisin. Imre Shefer Ayola Shlucha HaNoisin. Rosh HaTevis Isha. So Naphtali has more ladies than men, so by Naphtali it doesn't say the Lamed, because the Lamed stands for Limud. A Dugma L'davar, such a Vard, in Kehelet, it says all the things that is Ace, for the different things, Ace Lomud, a whole list of the things that there are times for, it says Ace Foyd the Ace Rikoy. It doesn't say Ace Lispoid the Ace Lirikoy. But all the other ones it says with a Lamed, except Ace Sefoyd the Ace Rikoy. So the Goyin says that it doesn't say a lamed by Sfoid and Rekoy, because those are two things that you mevatel Talmud Torah for. Mevatel Talmud Torah l'alvot ameis and l'achnosas kala. So those two things, it's Sfoid and Rekoy. There's no lamed, there's no limud. That's what we're saying over here, the same verse. That it doesn't say livnei nafton. After it goes through all the Shvatim, so there's two psukim here, it's unclear what's going on. First of all, in Pasuk Nun, Perek Aleph Pasuk Nun, it says that you should put the Levim in charge of the Mishkan Eidus, they should watch out everything. And then two psukim later again, it looks like it's repeating itself twice, that the Levim are Sovev LaMishkan. The Briskerov is Mavar the Indian, he says that there's two sugyas going on over here. On one hand, even with Doiris, there's a din that the Levim were in charge of Shmirat HaMikdash. If you look in the beginning of Masech the Talmud, it discusses the Seder Advarim, how the Levim would be in various strategic places in the whole Makam HaMikdash, they would make Shmirah. So the Levim had to do a Shmirah. Right? Vashomer al Levim is Mishmeren Mishkan Eidus. So the Levim had to, right, all the Klal Yisrael was around on the four sides, right, the Golem, we're going to see, they're broken up into three Shvatim, to the Mizrach, to the Mayrach, to the Darim, something. Levim are in the middle, because they're doing a Shmirat HaMikdash. They have a din of Shmirat HaMikdash. And that's what the Levim have a Shmirat HaMikdash. There's another din, that we know that the Zman HaMikdash, there was three machanas. There was machane Shechina, machane Leviya, and machane Yisrael. The marshal machane Shechina, a maid can't go into machane Shechina, but a maid could go into machane Leviya. Thomas maid is in a maid could go into machane Leviya. A zav, a nida, can't go into machane Leviya. A mitzayra is even sent out from machane Yisrael. So there was three machanas. Now in the Zman HaMikdash, it was very clear. There was the Harabayas, and then there was. There's different parts of the base of Midrash that was the codifying. This is Machan Leviyah, this is Machan Shem. Bizman HaMidbar, the Tzuras HaDvarim in the Midbar was that there was three places. There was the Mishkan itself, which was Machan Shechina. There's no base of Midrash, it was the Mishkan. With the Leviyim was Machan Leviyah. And then Arum and Arum was Machan Yisrael. So the Sabbath of Mishkan Yaakov is saying the Tzura of the three Machanites in the Midbar. So it's two separate Inyanim and it's two separate Sukkim. One is the Inyan, which is Ladoiris, that the Levian had to do a Shmiras HaMikdash. So who had been in the Mishkan? The Sabbath of Mishkan Yachad to do a Mishmeres. That's the din that was Negei Ladoiris. The other din is the din that Bizman HaMidbar Dafka, where there's no Beit HaMikdash yet, there still is a din of three Machanois. So we're stressing the Sabbath of Mishkan Yachad, that where the Levian lived, that was Machan HaLevian. And that's why it's Gevaldik Meduyik. Pasuk Nun is saying the Tzura of the Midbar. That there was the Yidden Arum and Arum, and inside was the Sabbath of Mishkan Yachad, the Levian, the Machan HaLevian was around. Pasuk Nun Gimel was talking about Mishmeres, that there was a din that Levine had to do a Mishmeres. So after the din of Mishmeres, there had to be the... I better not to risk her up in the Pesukim. The Meshech Chochma, he doesn't say this to Dinim, but he's also talking about this Indian, that the Levine, where the Levine lived, was Machan HaLevine. And he has a Gevaldik in Arum. Hey, Chutru Levine bin Ishoiseyim. The din is a Balkari, a Zog, is Oster in Machan HaLevine. And in this Man HaMidbar, the Machan HaLevine was where the Levine were living. It says the Sabbath of Mishkan Yachanu, that's where the Machan HaLeviyah was. So how was the Kehanim Mutter Bin Ishaytayim? A Balkari is also to be in Machan HaLeviyah. How can he be in the Machan HaLeviyah? They live with their Mishpachas in the Machan HaLeviyah. Hey, Chutru Leviyim in the Zman HaMidbar to be in the Machan HaLeviyah. This is the Machan HaLeviyah. So the Meshech Chochmah is Machadish, that right, right. Maybe that's good for the two Pesukim here, I don't know if he says. But in the Machan HaLeviyah itself, in the Zman HaMidbar, there was two sections. It was the more holy section. That's not where they lived with their mishpachas. Maybe they would learn there. I don't know. They would be closer around by the Mishkan. There was a Gevissa place. That was called the Machan HaLeviyah. And they didn't live with their mishpachas there. Then further out in the Machan HaLeviyah was still part of where the Leviyah lived, but it didn't have the status of Machan HaLeviyah that's also for Azov and Avalkari to go in. Azov says that there was two Madregas in the Machan HaLeviyah. It's Chedushim. Azov says the Meshech Chochmah. So I have a Ha'ara on the Meshech Chochmah. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Nachsamach Zayin, the Gemara says that a mace, a tumat mace, is mutter in Machan Shechina. The Gemara there in Sochem, Nachsamach Zayin, is looking for the Makairis of the different levels of Machanis. And the Gemara says that a tumat mace is mutter in Machan Leviyah. How do you know? Because it says, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Atmais Yosef, Ayikach Moshe's Atmais Yosef Imoy, Imoy v'lechitzosay. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu is taking the Atmais Yosef, which is mace, and he's bringing it into him. Where's Moshe? Moshe's a lady. And Moshe Rabbeinu is allowed to bring not only a Tumas Mace, but the Mace Atmai, the Machan HaLeviyah. And that's the Gemara's Makar, that a Mace Atmai, and certainly a Tumas Mace, is mutter to go into Machan HaLeviyah. So I have a horror. If this pocket two parts to Machan HaLeviyah, what's the right? Vayikach Moshe's Atmai, Yosef Imoy, could be in the earlier part of the Machan HaLeviyah, the part that doesn't have the Darga of Machan HaLeviyah. How would the Leviyah mutter in the Shaysayim? Obviously, there was a part of Machan HaLeviyah that is Zobah mutter in even. So maybe that's where the Mace was going. Maybe the terrace could be Mistama Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Parish Mishnidach, and Moshe Rabbeinu Mistama, the Gemara is assuming, was in the higher part of the Machan HaLeviyah. If Ayikach Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Ayikach Moshe's Atmos Yosef, Mistama, the Gemara named on to make a Hanukkah, the Bishparis and Din, that Moshe Rabbeinu obviously was living in the holier part of Machan HaLeviyah, and if he brought Atmos Yosef there, it's a Raya that even in the Machan HaLeviyah, it's mutter to bring in a mace. But the Emethi has to know that there's like two levels in the Machan HaLeviyah. And then Perek Beis, it once again goes through again, and Arichas through all the Shvatim, and again the amount of numbers of each Shevet, but this time it goes in the order of the Degolim. There was a Tzura to the Degolim. There was Degel Machaneh Yehuda, with Yisachar and Zebulun. There was Degel Machaneh Ruvain, with Shimon and Gad. There was Degel Machaneh Ephraim, with Menashe and Binyamin. And there was Degel Machaneh Don, together with Asher and Naphtali. And that's how it goes through the Tzura of the Degolim. Now there's a place in the Degolim that says Klai Yisrael was an avid to have the Degolim. Every Degel symbolized the uniqueness of each shevet. And the emphasis Magbil, we spoke in the beginning that every yachid v'yachid, the Indian of Mispar, is to show the chashivas of every yachid. The Indian of the Golem is to show the uniqueness of every shevet. Every shevet also has his derech and avodas Hashem and his specific mila. The Midrashim are barichas about it. It's Kedaitis Yosef and Rabbeinu Bachaya, the great barichas in the Indian of the Golem. The Medrash of Fenardi even explained how each degel was a certain color and had a certain simon on it. It's in Parash Beis, in the Medrash. We don't have time to go through all the different ones, but Reuben was a red one with the Dudoyim, Bechule. It goes through each color, each one symbol. The degels, and there was oimik into this, that every degel recognized the chashivas and the uniqueness of each shade, just like the mispar, the uniqueness of each yachid, that the golem was the uniqueness of each shade. And there's an in the Stephen Yonam that the Klaishol was nisavet to the golem. So they wanted to leave the golem. I mean, there's a beautiful verse from Yankov Kamenetsky. It says that they had all of the golem going, v'sadav la'mishkan. He says, the emes, the golem could be a very big sakana. Everyone wants to be different. Everyone wants to have his uniqueness. It can come to pirud. It can come to machloikis. They can start saying, my derech is right, your derech is right, his derech is right. It can come to a shrek l'cha machloikis. It can come to loikis goyim, to loisasu agudas agudas. So what's the secret? First is v'sadav la'mishkan yachanu. We have the Ikar Matara obliged the same. We know what the Ikar Matara is, the Sabbath of Mishkan Yachanu, there's a Shechina, there's a Torah, and we know the Ikar, where we want to get. Now that we have that central motive together, there could be separate the Golem. And each one could have to go with his Derech and Avodas Hashem. As long as we know that the Ikar Matara is there. So only after the Sabbath of Mishkan Yachanu, then we could start discussing the union of the Golem. Now when it goes through the Golem, it starts with Yehuda first. It picks the Degel Machane Yehuda first. And not only Yehuda, it says Yehuda with the Allah of Yisachar and Zvulun, and then it goes first to Reuven, Shimon, God. It goes in that order. There's an interesting aura that in the first parak, before it says the Degel, it goes through the Shvatim. It starts, of course, with Reuven. But if you notice, it doesn't go the order that they're born. It goes in order of the Degel. It says Reuven, Shimon, and God. Then Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. It does the order of the Degel. And then it does Menashe, Ephraim, Binyamin, and then Don, Asher, Naphtali. Even in Parak Aleph, it goes the order of the Golem. It doesn't just go the order of the 12 Shvatim. But the difference is that in Parak Aleph, it starts with Reuven. Along with Reuven, Shimon, God. In Parak Beis, when the Mamash talks about the Golem, then it does Machane Yehuda first. Yehuda with yourself on the womb. Halidavru. If in Parak Aleph, we're not up to the Tzura of the Golem, so it should go straight. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, yourself on the womb. Go in order. We're already going in the order of the Golem, with the Machanes of the Golem, but we pick Reuven first. It's Oymer Darshedi, you have to know what could be the pshat. One pshat I heard is Yehuda symbolizes Torah. Reuven symbolizes Bali Tshuva. Reuven was the one that doing Tshuva from Yosef. So on one hand is the Maila, Mitzara Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mokhom Shem Bali Tshuva Oymdim. It's the Gresteza. So Reuven is first. On the other hand, Yehuda has the Maila, the Cheshivas of Torah. So when Klai Yisrael is making the Golem, then you have to go with the Torah itself. The Yehuda has the Maila first. Another pshat is that Reuven really was the Bechor. Now why did Reuven lose the Bechor? He lost the Bechor of Pachas Kamayim. Reuven lost the Bechor. But could be he only lost the Bechor in Dinei Adam. So can't then Perek Aleph be Dinei Shemayim, Reuven still has the Maila of Bechor, so it does Reuven first. And in Perek Beis, it goes with Lefi Emes that Reuven lost the Bechor, and the Bechor was given to Yehuda, in certain Yonim was given to Yosef. Yosef had the Pishnayim, he has Menashe and Ephraim. But Reuven and Yonim was brothers. The Kahuna was supposed to go to Moshe, went to Levi, they broken up. Got broken up. Actually, not the Bechor, it's Medir. Reuven was supposed to have Malchus, Bechor and Kahuna. The Malchus went to Yehuda, the Bechor went to Yosef, the Pishnayim, and the Kahuna went to Levi. It says weiter, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yitzayin, it's the middle of going through the Golem. It says the Degel of Machane Yehuda and the Degel of Machane Reuven with the Shvatim that with them. And then Benosa Oyel Moed Machane Halavim Besoich HaMachaneis Kasher Yachanu Ken Yiso Ishal Yodei L'Degleim. It says first Yehuda with his two Shvatim went, Reuven with his two Shvatim went, and then the Machane Leviya went. And then it continues Machane Ephraim with his two Shvatim Mechulim. The Rishayin of Ulba Merk that in Parshat Baaloischa, it's Mevor, that when Klal Yisrael traveled, first went Machane Yehuda, and right after Machane Yehuda, Yehuda with Yisachar and Zvulun, right away went Gershon and Merari. Part of the Levium went. then went Degel Machane Ruven, and then went Kehos. The Levium broke up into two parts. The first of the Pesukim, in Parshas Baloisko, when it describes how they traveled. First, after the first three Shvatim, Degel Machane Yehuda, right away Gershon and Merari would travel. Then another three Shvatim would go, Degel Machane Ruven, and then Kehos would go. And here the Pasuk doesn't break it up like that. It says the entire first six Shvatim, and then Venos Oyel Moyed. So the Ramban, the Ben Ezra, they all say, it's a little split up. It's Sarit HaMikra. Vayesa Oyel Moyed, you have to break it up. That's Pashtet. Gershon and Merari traveled right away after Degel Machane Yehuda, and only Kehos traveled after Degel Machane Ruven. However, in Rashi, the Beskerov wants to learn up in the Rashi that no, says the Taich. And it goes to the Beskerov we said before. There were machanais in Klal Yisrael, machanais Shechina, machanais Leviyah. The Moshe Lezov is usher to go into machanais Leviyah. So normally the Leviyah were living around in the middle, right? The tzura was that you have the Shvatim, three Shvatim on each side, and the Leviyah are in the middle. The Leviyah are in the middle, right? Yehuda was in the Mizrach, and the Leviyah, comparably by the Leviyah, Moshe and Aaron was there. Reuben was in the Doraim, and Kehos was next to them. Degel Machane Ephraim was in the Meiriv, and Gershon was next to them. And Machane Don was in the Tzofai, and Merori was compared to them. And what's Machane Leviyah? The whole thing. But Zok the Briskerov, when Klai Yisrael traveled, and they broke up, Gershon and Merori were traveling right away after the first group, and Kehos was traveling separately. Where's Machane Leviyah? Zok the Briskerov, with Kehos. Only with Kehos. Because Kehos has the Orin. And he boy, he has an arichas in them in a few places. That the kedusha of Machane Leviyah is mokim ha'orim. So normally, when all the Leviyim, when they're not traveling, all the Leviyim are living together. So the entire Machane Leviyah has a din of Leviyah. First state that there was two parts where they lived with their wives, was not. But Machane Leviyah, all that's kedusha of Machane Leviyah. But b'shas the masois, Gershon and Merari didn't have a kedusha of Machane Leviyah. A zav could walk in with him, Gershon and Merari was traveling. So. In Parashas Baha'loyscha, it's describing exactly how they traveled. So the Pesukim say exactly how they traveled. First was Degel Machane Yehuda, then was right away Gershon and Merari, then came Reuven, and then came Kehos. But over here we're talking about the Tzuris of the Machanos. So the Pesukim says, V'nosa oyel moyed machana ha'leviyim b'soich ha'machanos. Kehos, that's where the Machane Leviyah was. Machane Leviyah was only where Kehos was. So Taka, Gershon and Merari were much up ahead, in front of Reuven. But that's not what this pasuk is telling. This pasuk is telling where the Machane was. Machane Leviyah was only where Kehos is, because Kehos has the Orin. There's a lot of rise to this, that the Kedusha of Machane Leviyah has to do with the Orin. We know that there's a Me'iri like this, in Megillah. In Shiloh, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, they couldn't have Bamos. But in Noiv and Givon, they were able to have Bamos. You could be Makav Kavanos anywhere. Zok the Me'iri, why? Because in Shiloh was the Orin. So if there's an Orin there, Avadas Ikram Makam can't have Bamos. But in Noiv Begivin, there's no Orin. No Orin, you can have Bamos also. That's the Ikra thing that felt about the Kedusha is the Orin. After the Kach, I once heard a Kasha. So how come in the Mikdash Sheni there's no Heter Bamos? In the Mikdash Sheni there was no Orin? So the Tshuva Zer Advar, the Orin was Nignaz. Along with a lot of other things. Where was the Orin Nignaz? Bim Koimoy. The Orin was Nignaz Bim Koimoy, so it was there. They didn't have it. In the Kodesh Kodesh, they didn't have it. They had to have it to see it. But the Orin was there. The Orin was Nignaz from Koimai. So Mikdash Sheni also had that mile of Orin. But it's a whole thing to hear that the Indian is the it's the Orin that's throwing it back to Kedushin. Now there's a Pedia, later on in the Parsha, you have that the Leviyim. Be nifter with the Bechayrim. But there was an Oidus. There was 300 extra. Because the Bechayrim, not 300, there was 22,273. So 22,000 were nifter with Leviim. But the other ones had to be pay Chamisha Shkolim. Now who's going to decide who's going to pay the Chamisha Shkolim? Who has to pay off Chamisha Shkolim? And who gets nifted through a lady? So they couldn't decide. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew, the Gemara says, I'm handing up your dying. They're going to keep on making a collection for the five Shkolim. Everyone's going to say, Yechub Gehatshen a lady. I was nifted with. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, on 22,000 pieces of cloth, he wrote, Ben Levi. And on another 273, he wrote Chamisha Shkolim. So the Velt asks, why did he have to write on 22,000 papers, Ben Levi? Let him make 22,000 blank ones, and 273 he should write. So in that, the Peretz is Pashut. It's not a kunst. Someone can take a blank piece of cloth and say, son, Father Ben Levi. You have to write it in Moshe's handwriting, Ben Levi, that you shouldn't be able to forge it. But why in the other 273 did you have to write Chamisha Shkolim? If they already wrote on 22,000, the Grosh Takasha anymore. You can only blank ones because it's not a kunst to bring in a blank. Not a kunst. Now on the last 273 they had to make a pediyah. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave the money even a status akesef la'aring all the bonus. The Malvin brings a ride from this pasuk that you could do pidyon aben al yidei shuyach. Interesting ride. We know that the Shaila and Shulchan Aruch and Halacha and Yoredei and Simon Shinhei, the Ramah brings down a halacha, Ein ha'av yochel liftes al yidei shliach. You can't do pidyon aben al yidei shliach. The father himself has to do the pidyon aben. I don't understand the Ramah. And the Ramah says the makor is from the Rivosh. Now if you do it, that it's not a Rivosh. Someone asks the Rivosh if that's the din. And the Rivosh is chaylik. It's the shoyal in the Rivosh. The Ramah is quoting the shoyal in the Rivosh that had a tzad that you can't do pidyon aben al yidei shliach. And the Ramah passes with dina, you can't do pidyon aben with the shliach. You have to do it yourself. Now the Groh, the Bira Groh, in Arab is Chaylik, he says Pidyon HaBen is a Choyv Ba'alma, if you owe somebody money, the Shiloh what Pidyon HaBen is, it was under Ishmuz, but he says it's only a Choyv Ba'alma, and you can send money with somebody. So it's Machloikis. Remember, I saw there's a Chuvah with Chassam Soifer, he says, Be'emes al pi Ikar HaDin, you could do Pidyon HaBen with a Shliach. But since Pidyon HaBen is to remind us of Makis Bechayrus, when Klaishu went out of Mitzrayim, and just like over there, it was HaKadosh Baruch who said, Ani V'loi Shliach. So Avad al-Khathila, when you do a pidyon aben to remember that, you should do it with an evil ishliach. Not that it's ma'akib, but you should do it with an evil ishliach. Oh, but the Malvin wanted to bring a raya from him. This pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the money, right? The 273 of them should have given the money to Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave the money. Must be, you should do it with a shliach. Because it's a similar idea, the pidyon. And Moshe Rabbeinu doing it. So it's a raya from here, he said that you could do pidyon aben with a shliach. So the chayr is a shver raya, you could upslug the raya. Say it like this. So the kasha, Rabbi Kibeger, I think asks the kasha. Could be off an art even in Shochmelch and Shinhei. Rabbi Kibeger, Fred, milta the less of a shlichus, less of a tonight. Anything that you can't make a shlich on, you can't make it tonight. And there are gemaras that you're allowed to make it tonight by pidyon aben. There are makayris, you're allowed to make a pidyon aben all tonight. How can you make it all tonight? Milta the less of a shlichus. It's a riot that you couldn't make shlichus. So Rabbi Kibeger is mad, but he says there's two parts to the pidyon aben. There's the chalois pidyah, but then there's the payment of the money. If you, someone else wants to do the pidyon aben for the father, the etzem chalois pidyah, that may be a problem. Ain't shlichus the pidyon aben. But if the father wants to do the pidyah, but he's not going to actually go there and bring the money, he sends a mailman, a shliach avos, to go bring the money. That I can make a shliach on. And the one thing, when you make a pidyon aben al tanai, you're making the havos hamoman al tanai. I'm only sending the money with you al tanai. It's rain, it's this, whatever the tanai is. So the etzim the sinas moed is not the issue. That avada could be done with a shliach. The issue only is that the chalois pediyah could be done with a shliach. And that's already a vikuach. I was like, no raya from the Malvin. Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing the money. The Klal Yisrael, the 273 that were picked, gave the money. And Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the money to Aaron Levonov. And Asaf, it's a kess of Aaron Levonov. It's not a raya that the chalois pediyah is able to be done with a shliach. Maybe the chalois pediyah by a pediyah ben has to be done with the father. And over here it had to be done with the those Yisraelim. All Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, Moshe Rabbeinu was delivering the money. Delivering the money, who said that's a problem? Well, the end of the parsha talked about, right, Nosoy is Roish B'nei Kahos. Later is Nosoy is Roish B'nei Gershon, but here we're in our parsha already. Nosoy is Roish B'nei Kahos. And they carried, the Kahos carried the Ephem, the Oroin, the Shulchan, the Menoira, the Santa Diak, it says, Ves Menoira Tamoir, Ves Neira Serah. So Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky's Medaik, is it in the Menoira has to be Dolok? According to a lot of Rishonim, Bein B'yoyim, Bein B'layla. He says, even B'shas Maslo, there's a din of Dolok. Menorah Samar, it had to be Dolok. It was covered over with these, with the Beged Chelis. It was the priest's Beged Chelis, the Kisui. But it had to be Dolok. Menorah Samar, it was Dolok. And that's how they used to travel. And it said, you have to be very careful when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to cover over the Arayim and the different Kalim. And only after you cover it over without looking, then you're allowed to carry them when they're going from Mas. This is in the Mishkan, in the Mas Manamidbar, that they would carry from one place to another place. And the Pasuk Yerzois, So be very careful to cover it. So they shouldn't have to show and come to see the Kodesh, and then they'll die. The parsha ends off with a shlecht azach, v'meisu. I think it's not a shlecht azach, it's v'loy. V'loy of all your lyrics, kevalis ha-kaydish v'meisu. They won't die. They won't die. I'm their friend, why ends off with v'meisu? V'loy, v'loy, v'loy of all you. They won't come to die. They won't come to die. V'loy of all your lyrics, kevalis ha-kaydish v'meisu. What is this din, v'loy of all your lyrics, kevalis ha-kaydish v'meisu? See, you have to know like this. Ereshnit is the Gemara Sanhedrin, that pay alif. Hagoyne v'sakasva, v'hamakalu v'koysim v'aboyel aramas kanon poigim v'yeh. Everyone knows, right? Aboyel aramas kanon poigim v'yeh from Pinchas. From Emes, it's a Mishnah Sanhedrin, and there's three dinim there. Hagoyne v'sakasva, Rashi explains there, it means if you steal one of the klisharas of the Beit HaMikdash. Hagoyne v'sakasva, if you steal one of the kalim of the Beit HaMikdash. V'hamakalu v'koysim, someone does a kusana kind of a klova, with magic. Or aboyel aramas, those three things is kanon poigim v'yeh. I want to start on this one. Goyne v'sakasva. Zok the Gemara, where's the Makar that is a special Aveira of Goyne v'Takasva? Shenema v'lo yovoyu liroi keval et ha-koydus v'meisu. That's Kanon Poygma, Yechai Misa. Because you can kill it. You're not allowed to steal the klisharas. Now most Mishanim don't bring this down to the minyan mitzvahs. The Chinuch says that the Midbar doesn't have any mitzvahs. When he makes the Cheshbon, when the Parsha doesn't have anything, he says, Parsha's by Midbar ain't by mitzvah. However, the Bahag is humming this Indian also. Maybe there should be a Veira of Gnevas Klisharis. So most Mishanim say, the Rambam also in Sanhedrin, Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's only a Derabbanan. The cross Machta Ba'alma. This that the Gemara Darshan, that Gnevas Klisharis is an Aveira from Velo Yavoyu Lirik, Kevalis HaKodesh, is a Machta Ba'alma. It's only this a Derabbanan. Now I think the Mechatzchen Achiba Varn, he says, Avad Yoreva the regular lab of Lysignoi. It's like Gara stealing from Hektus and stealing from a Hevyoi. Avad Yoreva Lysignoi. But this that the Gemara wanted to say is that the Zunder Adin of Kanon Poygen Boy from Goyne Vita Kasva and it's learnt out from the Yavoy Lyris Kivalis Akraidis from Mesu, that's learnt out only in Asmach the Baal. But that's what the Gemara says. But the Shaila is if you read Pashup Shan of the Pashup, Ain't Mikreatim the Pshutai, the Psukim is talking about here that when you have to travel, you have to cover over the Arain and make sure you cover it over, and if not, the Yavoy Lyris Kivalis Akraidis from Mesu. So there's an interesting Machlokes Rishonim on what is going this Isser, this Pashup Shan Isser, that you're not allowed to look. Rashi says it's going on all the kalim, not just the Aron. Rashi says on all the kalim, be sure that you're covering them over to go traveling, you're not allowed to look. The Ramban and the Ben Ezra, they say it's only going on the Aron. It's a special app only on the Aron. The Aron, which is in the Kodesh Kadosh, that you're not allowed to look at. The other kalim, not. Now, there's another chilek, obviously, also. According to the Ramban, this is an Isser Oy. You're never allowed to look at the Aron. Don't look at the Aron. Never look at the Aron. I was Mesubic when the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippur. He's allowed to look at the Aron. We'll have to see. We'll see maybe. But like the Ramban said, Isser, don't look at the Aron. V'lo yavoyu liroi on the Aron. According to Rashi, it's going on all the Kalim. So it's also to look at the Menorah, at the Shulchan. Also, Vadana. Like Rashi, you have to say, it's the Din B'Shach Masois. When you're traveling, then there's a Din that all, because there's a Din to cover it. So there's a Din to cover it, you're not allowed to look. So they say, according to the Ramban, V'loyavoyu lirayt kevalis ha-kaydish is only on the Aron, but it's b'chol hazman, you're never allowed to look at the Aron. According to Rashi, it's on all the kalim, but only b'shach masois. That b'chol will come back from the Pesukim. The Shaila is from a Gemara in Yumadat Nandalit. The Gemara in Yumadat Nandalit says a maitse. Maitse b'koyin echad, shoyim is asek. There was a coin that was playing around with the floor on the Beis HaMikdash. V'ro ritba v'shunami chavrei se'a. He saw that one of the balatos on the floor was different. He went to call his friend. And the guy died. The Kohen died. And they realized, they realized that the Aron is there. He saw one of the balatas on the floor look different. He called over his friend. By the time the friend came, this Kohen already died. So the Gemara, why did he die? Because he looked at the Aron. He died. He saw the Aron. The Aron was nignat ben Kohimai. He saw the Aron. He died. Shteta that you see, he was over by looking at the Aron. Now, like the Ramban, it's good. You're not allowed to look at the Aron. But according to Rashi, it's also to look at the Menorah and the Shulchan also. So we said, how you talking? It's also to look at the Menorah and the Shulchan. There is, it's only B'shas Masois. Here it wasn't B'shas Masois. So why did the Kohen die? According to Rashi, the Avodah Liris is going when you're traveling and covering it over. So my Shver Datzal has a whole arichas in this. He made a sugi out of it. The sugi from the Avodah Liris Kedrug. But he wanted to say, Kabirit Kasha, Pshat and Rashi, according to Rashi, it's also to look at all Kalim of the Mikdash, the Oran, the Shulchan, the Menorah, when? Landavki Bashas Masois. Bishah that it has a din to be Mechusim. Bishah that it has a din to be Mechusim. Now the Menorah and the Shulchan normally don't have a din to be Mechusim. Only Bashas Masois. The Oran, Grada always has a din to be Mechusim. Usually because there was a Pereiches, and we know there arise from the Gemara in Sukkah that Pereiches was not just a Mavdil, a Mechitza, Pereiches was also a Kisoy, the Gemara that helped the Schach from Pereiches. Pereiches has a din that it's covering it. So you're not allowed to look at the Oran because it has a din to be Mechusim. Who had been in this story for a third reason? It had a din to be Mechusim because there was a din of Geniza. Orloi Nignad Vim Kaimei, there's a din of Geniza. There's a din of Geniza, it's supposed to be covered. You're not allowed to look. Valaya Vaya Lirais. So the Isra of Valaya Vaya Lirais is on all Kalim of the Mikdash, according to Rashi, whenever they have a din to be Mechusim. Shara Kalim and Noira Shulchan, Mizbeh Hazov, have it to be Mechusa only Bishas Masois. And Bishas Masois, the Pasuk of Alevoy, Lyris Kabbalah, Sakhaydish Vamesu, goes on the Oran and the Menoira also, on the Shulchan and the Menoira also. But Benifra, the Oran, for the same din, has a din that you're not allowed to look at it when it's been to be Mechusa. When is that? Not only when you're traveling. Who had din when there's a Peroiches? Who had din when there's a din Geniza? And you're always going to be Oiver, Alevoy, Lyris Kabbalah, Sakhaydish. But it's the same answer. We're not splitting it up. The Isser is Shabbat, bang for the Oran, bang for the Shulchan, bang for the Menoira. The Isser is calls man it's dinoy to be mechusim. Shulchan and menorah, that's only gemold when b'shas masois, because there's a din to be covered up with a bag of tcheles. And by the oran, there was always a din to be mechusim. But then if you realize, interesting to Meister, there's a machlokes b'shoinim. The Rambam doesn't bring down this slav. We already said going to the sakatva, stealing the chlishor is a stamaze and asmata. But why doesn't the Rambam bring down that there's a lav of looking at the kalim? So the Rambam, because this lav was only noyig b'zman hamidvar. It wasn't Noig lost. It wasn't Noig with Doyers. What's the Makar of the Rambam? And what's more, the Urayim and the Tashbats, they also have a Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Urayim and the Tashbats count this as an Averit. One of the Tariyag Mitzvahs. One of the Tariyag Mitzvahs is, V'loyavoy Uliris Kevalis HaKodesh. Obviously they hold it's Noig with Doyers. What's the Pshah of the Machloikas Rambam against the Urayim and the Tashbats? The Urayim and the Tashbats say that Bizman is that's also Noig. So the Emet is the open the Gemara. If the Shah had a loan off the Gemara, but the Emet is a Gemara. The Gemara says, right after that mitzvah, that the Kohen looked in the floor, and he right away died, fret the Gemara, it's also to look at the Oren? It says, Bizman that Klal Yisrael was oil of the regel, they would be Megoyal of the Peroiches, and they would show them the Kruvim that were Me'urim Zebezeh, they saw that the Kruvim were hugging each other, and you see that they would show them the Oren and the Kruvim to show how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved them. It's before the Gemara and Balabasu that whenever Klaiso was Oysim and Sanisha Mokim, the Kruvim were Morim Zebazet. When Klaiso wasn't, the Kruvim would look away. Chabamoga Tainet, the stomach, this wasn't just two levels. Totally looking away or totally hugging each other. Exactly based on the diet of Klaiso, that's how much the two Kruvim were looking at each other. You were able to see, Mama's writing, now look, but you were able to see from the Kruvim right away exactly where Klaiso was holding. And Mama's writing, as they blew the house. Where Klaiso was holding better. Merit Sanisha Mokim is not there. The Chayre, it doesn't say. And Murim Zebzeh were Mamash looking up. So it says in the Gemara they would open up the Peroiches and they would let Klal Yisrael see. Correct the Gemara, how can you see? It says here the Kohen died. So the Gemara, it depends if it's a muscle like a Kala the base Avia or a Kala the base Baila. The says that's like, Bizman HaMishkon, Klal Yisrael was just Erisin. And it was just Erisin, so there was still Tzmias, you're not allowed to look. But once it came to the base HaMikdash Rishon, by the base HaMikdash it's already Kinesua, then you're allowed to look. That Kohen died. That was in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. In the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni was after Gerishin. After Gerishin, it comes back. They can now look. Come to us from the Gemara that the Isra of Eloyavoy Liris Kavalas HaKadosh is Noyeg in the Mishkan. It's not Noyeg in Mikdash Rishon, because in Mikdash Rishon they were looking, and it was again Noyeg in Mikdash Sheni. What about Lasid Lavoy? So then the Iri Afanot says Lasid Lavoy, we're going to go back to the Madrega of Mikdash Rishon, and we're going to be allowed to look. So that can be shown in the Rambam. That is not Noyeg L'Doyrus. It was Noyeg in the Mishkan and in the second Beis HaMikdash. But with L'Doyrus, the Asid Lavi, it's not going to be Noyeg, so he doesn't mention it. Why is the Urayim Chaylik? So you could give a kvetch, being Noyeg L'Asid in the Mikdash Sheni is enough. Even if it's not Noyeg L'Asid Lavi, but if it was Noyeg, not just in the Mikdash, but also in Mikdash Sheni, maybe that's enough to be called Noyeg L'Doyrus. Maybe, and that's good for the Mikuach. Or if you could say another Mahala from the Hemshech HaGemara. He wanted to say like this. The Hemshech HaGemara continues. The Gemara asks, What does it mean that they took away the Peroiches and therefore they would look at the Kruvim? Frag the Gemara, when was this? In the first base of Migdash, there was no Peroiches. In the second base of Migdash, there was no Kruvim. So when was this going? Emphat the Gemara to it. Either it was in the first base of Migdash, and it's talking about Peroiches the Bobby, which means it's not the regular Peroiches that was in the Mishkan. There was a different kind of a curtain. Or it was in the Mikdash Sheni, and if Achal has nothing to do with the Kruvim, it was Kruvim that sorted. There was a different set of Kruvim there, that he would see those Kruvim, not the Kruvim of the Aron. Come to Chayes, once you get to that Maskana, the whole thing is bottled. Maybe La'olam, this Isser is night always. Bizman HaMishkan, Bizman Mikdash Rishon, Bizman Mikdash Sheni, it's always night. This that it says that they would be Magoyal the Peroiches, and they would see the Kruvim Urim Zebed there, is not a Kasha, like both children. La'ini Boy, if it means Mikdash Sheni, it's not going on the Kruvim Bechlal, it's nothing to do with the Aron, it was Kruvim that sourced. And even if it's going to the first Mikdash, it's not talking about the regular Peroiches. We said before, a tithe, it's only noig when it has a din to be mechusah. The Peroiches of Mishkan has a din that it's a kisui. Peroiches the Bavi is not a din of kisui. He stopped it, there was a curtain there, a separation. You should know, Adkan, here's the Kodesh Kadosh. But it wasn't a din of kisui, so you're allowed to look. And Bezai comes out, a whole new shot. L'maskan, you're able to say that L'oilam is Isser is noig always. L'doiris, Mishkan, Mikdash, Rishon, it was always noig. And this that they would go to the Peroiches and look. It's either Bechlal and Mikdash Sheni, or in the... Or in Mikdash Rishon, but there was no Peroiches then. No, we're coming out that the Taitch is that the Isser is Noi, calls Ma'at Dina to be Mechusa. So this is what I was planning before, now I'll tell you what I meant. Koyin Godul, Bizman Shel Nichnas L'Kodesh Kadoshim, was allowed to look at the Aron or not? Is that, for him, it's still Dino Elias Mechusa, or he has a Din to go into Kodesh Kadoshim? I don't know, if he has a Din to go into Kodesh Kadoshim, past that Peroiches, for him, does it mean Dino Elias Mechusa, and there won't be a Veloy Avri Leris. Was there a law for the Koyin Godul to look at the Aron, Bizman Knesis, Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur. Provide me with the sofa.